Please turn in your Bibles to John chapter 7, looking at verse 7 again. When was the last time you got upset at somebody? When was the last time someone got upset at you? Is it for a good reason that you got upset? Is it a good reason that person got upset at you? Well, let me read for us from the Word of God, John chapter 7, verse 7. The world, this is Jesus speaking to his brothers. His brothers had encouraged Jesus to go and do something, but to go about it the wrong way. And Jesus is responding. If you were interested in the context, you can listen to last week's sermon. This is what Jesus said. Verse 7. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify about it that its works are evil. Let me read that one more time. Because I testify about it that its works are evil. Let's pray. O Holy Father, this book is like no other. You have inspired it by your Spirit through the holy prophets and apostles. And we pray that now, here in our little corner of the world, at the end of the earth, you would indeed send your Spirit upon your children, that we would understand, and that we would live out your word with joy, with hope, with faith, and most especially with love, all for the glory of your name and for the good of our neighbor. Amen. So I had some people who got upset with me last week. I think this past week was the week that I had more people upset with me, at least openly, than I've had in a long time. So I was at the parsonage, just a couple houses down. It's a house that the church provides for me as a minister. And I was putting in a new part on the door. You know, the thing that you push out and it comes back slowly and it doesn't slam, right? I'm putting that part on. The girls are behind me. And I can see the curb, and a lot of people will pull up in front of our house and sometimes drop people off for me to go home. Sometimes they'll park their car. But this person got out of their car, and they spit in our yard, and the man took some trash, and he was throwing it in the yard. And I saw that, and I was going to let it go, but then he continued to do it. And so I walked out, and I just said, and I tried to be kind, you know. I just said from a bit far away, I said, "Excuse me, if you could just please not throw trash in our yard," right? So yeah, you know, I'm saying what he's doing is wrong, but I figured he'd be like, "Oh, sorry about that, pick some stuff up, that'd be it." But instead he got out of the car, had some choice body language for me, and he also had some choice verbal language for me. You know, I got cussed out. Of course, the Holy Spirit is so good, he reminds me, turn the other cheek, right? And so I'm turning the other cheek. I see my girls here, and okay, we're just going to pull back from this person. He was upset. He was standing in the middle of the road staring me down. I think he was probably having a bad day. Maybe he'd had too much to drink. But of course it bothered me, right? So the next day I'm going out with my friend. We're getting smoothies. And we're in the car, and we're having a conversation, and I told him, you know, what had happened to me. And as I was explaining it, you know, my friend didn't seem like he really saw what I was saying. So I tried saying it in different ways, and eventually, you know, I was being very clear that what I thought this man did was wrong, right? And my friend, who's not yet a follower of Jesus Christ, got upset at me. And he actually also cussed me out. And I was like, "Well, what's going on here?" And he said, "Well, you know, that's what you believe. That's what you believe. Don't tell me that something's evil or bad or wrong." And wow. So we kept having a discussion. And what it amounted to was he said to me, "There is no right or wrong. There is no good or evil. There is no morality or immorality." My My sermon's going to be pretty easy to preach today, you might imagine. People will get upset with you because of what you believe as God's people. And in the 21st century in the United States of America, as strange as it may seem, people will get upset at you for simply believing that there is right and that there is wrong, that there is good and that there is evil. What will you do? What others do to us is on them. What we do in response is on us. People will get upset with you for what you believe. But we do not need to get upset at them. And we leave it in God's hands to deal with. People will get upset with you. But Christian, you do not need to get upset with them in response. You can leave it in God's hands and maintain relationship with that person. Now, why do I say that there's good and evil? Verse 7. Jesus said it. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify about it that its works are evil. There you go. There you have it. Jesus says there is evil and there is good. And isn't it interesting that both people who got mad at me were mad at me for, in the first case, saying, you're doing something wrong. And in the second case, just simply saying that there is wrong. People don't like to hear that. People don't want to accept that. I remember hearing one time that somebody said about prisoners in a local jail. They'd gone and they visited these prisoners. I don't mean to be harsh with them, okay? But they said, you know, these people are really fine people. They did nothing but treat me well. And the prison guard there said, well, that's because you've been nice to them the whole time. If you ever call them out for a form of behavior, you better watch out, right? And that extends to all of us. We've all been there. Right? There is good. There is evil. Saying that things are wrong will gain people's anger towards you. But here's the lesson. You can either get upset in return and seek to harm people with your words and actions because they have harmed you, or they become upset at you, or you can do what Christ does, and you can imitate Christ by the grace of the Holy Spirit. What Jesus does is he comes into the world and he says that its works are evil. And he does so that the world might see and that the world might turn from evil and turn toward good. That the world might turn from its evil and turn toward Christ, who has died for its evil, who has paid the penalty for the wrong things that we have done, who has sent his Spirit so that we might walk in newness of life, that we might walk and lead good lives. But Jesus doesn't back off of it when people say, we don't like that you say our works are evil. And so for Christians, we have to be the same way. We have to be able to say, this is wrong, and we have to be able to say, this is right. And we have to realize that people are going to disagree with us, sometimes very strongly. And here's where the challenge really comes. We have to stand our ground. We have to be able to say, I know this person is upset with me, but I'm not going to then just agree with them to end the struggle. I'm not going to say something like, okay, fine, you say there's no good or evil, there's no bad or good. Okay, fine, let's just stop fighting about it, I agree with you. Of course we don't do that as Christians. But we also don't get into an angry fight and use curse words back or talk behind their back as if they're, to put them down. I hope you understand that I'm not trying to put my friend down right now. I'm using this as an example so that you understand what we're up against. Instead, we stand our ground. We accept that other people believe differently than us. And we continue maintaining relationship with them so that we can be a means of sharing the good news with them. A quick word about good and bad. We can talk about good and bad in very abstract ways. But good and bad is rooted in God. That's why we say there is good and there is bad. Because God is good. And He made creation. And He made creation good. So our understanding of good is rooted in God and in the good creation which He made. What is evil? What is bad? It's taking God's good creation and using it in ways that God did not intend it to be used. That goes for our minds, our emotions, our bodies. It goes for how we use physical objects in the world, how we treat animals, how we treat the environment around us, how we treat people. Good is rooted in creation, the good God who made a good creation, and evil is taking the good things and using them for bad reasons. But again, God sent His Son so that by the grace of God, that is the free mercy of God, we might be transformed and our friends might be transformed to see the evil, to turn away from it, and to live renewed lives using our minds and our hearts and our bodies as they always were meant to be used. Jesus did just that. Jesus used His mind and His body and His emotions and His hands and His feet to love us, to do good to us. Even for those who hated that He testified that their works were evil. Jesus was crucified on a cross. And when His body was broken, as He said it would be on that night He was betrayed, when Jesus' body was broken on that tree, He said, "Father, forgive them. Forgive these who are doing this evil to Me, for they know not what they do." That same night that Jesus was betrayed, He took the cup and said, "This is My blood, shed for your evil. Drink it, all of it, in remembrance of Me." As long as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we remember Christ's death until He comes again.